Mr. Snyder, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. It's great to be with you.
Well, I had the opportunity to say hello to you at your tailgate at the Michigan State game, and I must say it was a lot of fun going over to your big bus, especially after a big Spartan victory. Since you're a Michigan man.
Yeah, it was a great tailgate event.
I found what you were doing at that tailgate very interesting. You didn't have a lot of handlers around you. People had access to you, and you didn't just spend a lot of time inside your bus. You were outside and very engaged, even when there weren't a lot of people left. I thought that was interesting. Tell me about the experience that you had that afternoon.
Well, that's what I always try to do, because it's a good chance to talk with people. And it's one of those things that interacting with real people and hearing what their concerns and questions are, and also getting their excitement, because a lot of people come up and think it's great what we're doing. It's all part of the process to learn how to be the most successful person at hopefully governing our state. Because it's a dialogue. You have to listen from the people that are going to be your customers.
Tell me your thoughts after having a few days to think about it. How do you think you fared at during the debate?
Oh, I thought it went well. The way I viewed it is a good opportunity to show a clear contrast in styles. And the way I viewed it is I had a good chance to say, hey, people were asking questions. The moderators were serious questions, and I was answering those questions in a clear, effective way. And I was also dealing with a lot of the allegations and untruths that were being thrown at me that are just unfortunate part of this political system. That was the downside of the whole debate was, as a practical matter, we could have spent far more time talking about the real issues, which are the need for more and better jobs in our state and keeping our kids here.
Did you happen to watch the debate last night between Schauer and Wahlberg?
No, I was on the campaign trail. Actually, we go pretty late at night with events and such, so I missed that one.
Well, let's talk. I want to get your take on the governor finding some funding for Pure Michigan. Obviously, it has to be passed by the Senate and the House. What are your thoughts on Pure Michigan?
Well, I've been a big advocate for Pure Michigan because it's one of those programs that shows it actually brings in more tax dollars than it costs. So in my view, that's got a great positive return on investment to society, and it's a great thing for, you know, tourism in Michigan. So I've been pushing that for a month or so very publicly, and to the degree they can find resources to do things sooner rather than later, that's all the better. Again, my model is we've got so many issues to solve in our state. If we can do something positive today, let's do it, and let's not wait. There's going to be plenty of hard work left come January.
Rick, I wanted to get your take on probably the hottest story in Lansing, and that's about a development deal here in Lansing that at this point in time has fallen through the cracks. And what's the core issue here is that if a developer is going to get tax incentives and tax breaks, the unions are saying that the majority of the jobs, if not all of them, should be union jobs. And we come to a situation where you look at a developer who wants to obviously make a profit versus union people who want to see their people working. It's a touchy situation.
Well, yeah, those should all be negotiated out. I mean, that's between parties doing negotiations in terms of that's the right way to handle that, because if they can negotiate it out and there's fair answers for everyone, that works. But in terms of telling people what to do, you should tell people what they have to do. I mean, again, that's not the role of government. It's to create an environment where private parties and parties can work out the best solutions between themselves.
During the campaign, the question has been raised that Rick Snyder is a businessman, he's a Wall Street guy, he is a fat cat, he tries to make a lot of money for himself without regard to others. How do you weigh trying to be a businessman and to be profitable and to help your employees and the people you work with versus people who have issue with people who seek to make profits?
Well, again, making profits is how our society works. That's capitalism, that's free enterprise, because you take those profits and reinvest to create more and better jobs for people, and that's how we build our country, was on the basis of making some profit. In terms of looking at the way I hope people look at it. I grew up in a small house in Battle Creek. I paid my way through school. Actually, my office is on Main Street, and I've been creating jobs to help people put to work. And I've gotten a great response from all kinds of different organizations. I've got the support of, you know, the Michigan Retailers, the Small Business Association of Michigan, the National Federation of Independent Businesses. So if you're talking about how business people view it, that are the business people working on the street with their shops on the street, I've gotten fabulous support because they understand this is the best way to make things work.
You had a huge, huge lead in many polls. Now you just have a huge lead. I've heard folks say that this is a done deal. What's your thoughts on that, and how do you proceed? You've been accused of not wanting to debate because you got a big lead, and you've got nothing to gain from more debates.
Well, I did a debate. We got that. Went through that whole process. We tried to do three. That didn't work. And in terms of the huge lead, I don't take that for granted. That's the polls. We're out campaigning hard. I tell people we don't have prevent defense in our vocabulary. And the goal here is to get people out and vote. I mean, this is an important opportunity. This is our one chance. So I really encourage everyone to get out and get fired up and to vote for their candidate. And I think when people look at who the best candidate is, I think I'll stand out because it's, again, about having a clear, positive vision for Michigan's future. We've got a 10-point plan, and we're going to take action. I'm absolutely fired up to go. But it's a team effort. So my goal is to make it not me, but we, because as Michiganders, we need to stop being so divisive. Let's bring people together, and let's reinvent our state.
Governor Jennifer Granholm was on the program last week, and I told her that you had mentioned that you want to eliminate the business tax. And she said, that sounds great, but what are you going to replace it with? How are you going to get those funds back into the state's coffers? Respond to that.
Well, there's two parts to that. The first is I've proposed a whole new budget system that actually makes sense. Throw out the current system, which is a bureaucratic mess and a relic from the past, and replace it with a system that's based on real outcomes and results, showing real results to citizens like you would in a business or you would in your household. Again, profit's not a motive, but we need to show a positive return that we're actually taking those dollars and doing something worthwhile with them. There's a lot of opportunity to bring down costs there, and then I have proposed a replacement, but it's a large tax reduction for all businesses in our state, which would be the 6% corporate income tax.
All right, so that's where the funds would come then.
Yep.
Okay. Let's talk about the $1.6 billion deficit that you may face should you get elected. How in the world are you going to deal with that?
Well, it'd be the same thing, Tony. It's coming in with a whole new approach about getting government to be efficient and bringing in this concept of value for money, which is showing outcomes instead of activities, because we haven't run it efficiently, government. There's more opportunity to provide better service at a lower cost. I say we need smaller, faster, better, cheaper government. And it is possible. And it's got to happen. It's long overdue, in fact.
Well, you've got 150 or more politicians in Lansing who are looking out for their political backsides, if you will. And so if you start looking for fat to trim, they're going to be resistant when deals in their districts help make voters happy. How are you going to trim the fat?
Well, it's got to be done. And a lot of it is changing the approach, but it's also bringing more transparency and openness. We need to add that, and it's going to a multi-year budget, is my goal, too, because that forces the discussion to be much more relevant about what counts. The final thing is create a positive path for success for these legislatures as a team, to say it's about Michiganders winning together and not about just special interests. I mean, special interests shouldn't be driving the agenda, and that's about what this is part of, is saying, let's build a system that's good for all Michiganders where we win together.
Well, let's play devil's advocate. Rick Snyder is the governor. He has no experience as a legislator. Governor Jennifer Granholm has said that's probably the biggest challenge she faced because you don't have the relationships, you don't have the time to create the relationships and trust. How do you plan to battle that?
Well, with respect to that comment, if the system worked right, it could be a criticism, but it's a broken system. So we absolutely need somebody from the outside to show up to put it in perspective that there's better ways to do things. And we will build relationships. I've been successful at that for my whole career. And I think a great indicator is getting Brian Kelly on board as my running mate. Brian's been a successful legislator and has been successful at working across the aisle. So it's building a team of people, but also bringing a whole new attitude. The old way of doing things simply doesn't work. It's broken. Let's put in a better way to actually show real results for real people.
Eliminating that business tax and implementing the new tax that you proposed and dealing with the budget, can that be done within your first year in office should you get elected?
That's clearly the goal. I mean, we're going to get in, and one of the things I want to bring is an attitude of crisis to Lansing. I mean, we've been in a crisis so long in our state, we don't act like it's a crisis, and we're in a crisis. And it's not a crisis of panic, it's a crisis of determination to say, let's show up in Lansing and let's put in this new budget system, let's get it done on a very timely basis. They still came down to coming down to the last couple days, which is ridiculous. We're going to focus hard and show some real results, hopefully as quickly as possible, when we get to Lansing.
We're talking with Rick Snyder, and you're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Rick, why does Indiana have the ability to house a prisoner for $25,000 a year, yet here in the state of Michigan, it's about $35,000 a year?
Well, we need to look at our cost structures. Again, that just goes back to the basics about results and outcomes, and we should be benchmarking other places, just as you mentioned, Tony. Let's look at the costs. Let's look at best practice in other places and say this is where we need to get, and that, in fact, and exceed and do better than that. Indiana's actually a place I benchmark for many things because it's really unfortunate. If you go down to Indiana, they'll tell you the largest source of business for the state of Indiana is the state of Michigan. So just getting our act together will help keep a lot of business here and allow us to create more jobs.
Well, that's a segue into my next question, because that question is, after talking with state and regional members from the Chamber of Commerce, they have mentioned to me how Indiana sends representatives to conventions, to meetings, to conferences, constantly seeking Michigan business. How do you plan to battle that?
Well, it's that tax, regulatory environment, and better economic development. It's all the things we've been talking about, because we really need to get customer service government going here, where we start treating our citizens and our businesses as the customer and doing the right things by them so they'll be excited about staying here. Because, again, Indiana's just been taking advantage of that. You can't blame them. We need to stand up and get our act together, and that's a big part of what this is all about. We've got a great opportunity. We can do this.
All right. Finally, Rick, I wonder why you chose to do this, and I want to get deeper than the usual answer. You're a successful businessman. You got cash in the bank. You have your health. Why not travel and have some fun? Why in the world get involved with this job?
Well, it's an opportunity to really help people. I mean, I love the state, and our state really is suffering. So that's the nice part, is hopefully people can see I am doing it for the right reasons, because there is no other reason to do it. This isn't about my resume. This isn't about anything else. This is about a state that I was born in, I love. There's an opportunity to give back, and the shout-out I have to give is to my family, because my family has been part of this process, and they've been very supportive of the whole thing, and I really appreciate that.
All right, Rick, we will talk to you next week. Thanks so much for your time.
Great to catch up with you, Tony. Take care.